salvation will be, but I dare say that we'll find out shortly. Sandy Maloon is with him, and she plays the bass. Big Daddy, the bass. And I know from experience with her last night that she plays very well in a number of styles of music. So this will be Sam's Pyrotechnics. Jesse, Sam Owens. He sometimes goes by Sam privately, and so I've grown accustomed to saying Sam. Now, Jesse was born in rural Georgia, where he was inspired by traditional mountain music and gospel standards, and by the Lewis family. And he's gone on to do all sorts of things, and he's going to not only demonstrate, he's going to tell you all about it right now. Let's have a nice hand welcoming Jesse Sam Owens and Sandy Maloon and Big Daddy. Check.
Check.
Power coming through.
Check.
Always takes a little time to get the sound in right. Check. We start off with a little traditional flat picking. This is Sandy Maloon to my right on the bass. Give her a big hand as well. It's a song called Gold Rush. It's too early to be playing that way.
Looks like lightning to me.
You know, a man I once met said in making his mark, he devoted his life to enlightening the dark. But it dawned on me clearly from out of the night, this darkness was more than the absence of light. Now society's girl, so accustomed to treasure, she says that her pain is the absence of pleasure. While the misfit forlorn with his life so waylaying, he would tell you his pleasure is the absence of pain. Every clock watcher knows or is sure to surmise that the hands of a clock chart a course as clockwise. And this truth once was held universally true, till the hands were observed from the clock's point of view. Think about that now. Mother said she'd given him only her best. Father said he was cruelly pushed from the nest. Is a moth really drawn by the heat of the light, or repelled by the unfriendly cold of the night? You know, I was taught that no goodness could come from mistakes, and I pondered my goodness while lying awake. For my father's mistakes he had listed as three: infidelity, fast-living women, and me. I was taught that no goodness could come from the bad, but I don't think such truths can be held ironclad. 'Cause when sweet, sweet Charlene didn't do what she should, you know, as bad as she was pretty damn good. Now, intellect and emotions conspire from within as a stand-in for Jesus in the judgment of sin. In the form of conclusions we so proudly have drawn, but the ones we draw best are the ones that's foregone. As does hate beget hatred, so does love beget love. It's not quite that simple when push comes to shove. But when love is oppressive with no patience to wait, loving arms become vines and the love turns to hate. We're all composed of this delicate blend, this collection of judgments placed end upon end. And there's probably no end as to what we could do if we just learn to look past our own points of view. It's also too early to do that. I need to do something that's not too early to do. How many of you saw the Kenny Burns Civil War series on the television? One of the few things maybe that the television is worthwhile for you. Anyhow, there was I was working on a Civil War medley, and I noticed that in that show that a young boy wrote home to his mother that in the rage of battle, he couldn't distinguish his own battle song from that of the enemy. And so I put together a Civil War trilogy that tries to capture the peace before the war, the rage of the war, and this coming together of the music, and then the sweet aftermath of the war. Let me put that in the right key. Well, you can almost hear the guns in the distance, even before the war started. Thank you. Well, all this guitar is not flat picking, you know. I threw that in, and I think now y'all ought to sing something. It's early, so. You know a song called Hand Me Down My Walking Cane? Well, I was raised in Georgia. That was a big spiritual. They sung a lot with the church down by. So it goes, hand me down my walking cane 3 times, and then hand me down my walking cane. I'm going to leave on the noonday train. My sins, they have overtaken me. Whew, don't you know? What do we do that in? See? At a reasonable pace. On that religious note, it's just Sunday morning, isn't it? I have lost track of time, not to mention my life. Everybody does Amazing Grace's a cappella. I thought that meant without a capo. So I started using a capo, and I'm going to do it as an instrumental. This is Amazing Grace. You ready? Thank you.
that lightning or what?
I need hospitalization. Got time for one more. Well, there was a train. It ran back in the old days called the Old 97. This is the wreck of the Old 97. A quick story to it, since we're out of time, is that in order to get the contract for the mail, you had to be the fastest and the best. And Old 97 was, and when it came into the station, it did so at such a rapid rate that it had to break down, kick out the mail, and pick it back up again, and coming into that station, it sounded a little bit like this. What an injustice came over. Coming into the station sounded like this. They'd handed him his orders there in Monroe, Virginia, saying, "Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, but she's Old 97. You put her into Spencer on time." So he turned around and said to his tired, greasy fireman, "Shovel in a little more coal. And when we cross those wide old mountains, just watch Old 97 roll." Let's make a roll. Sandy Malone, I'm Jesse Sam Owens. Thank you, Sandy.
I do not know how you're doing that this early. That's what I don't know. Helps the rest of us wake up, though. Better than a strong shot of coffee, don't you?